I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the Epiphany. This is Epiphany Sunday, and it's one of the rare times where we celebrate the Epiphany on a Sunday. And this is also Christmas Day for the Orthodox people. And it comes to my mind that as I stand here, I think of the Orthodox people who are in Egypt today. For the Orthodox people in Egypt are Coptic Christians. And the Coptic Christians are the largest outside of Jerusalem Christian, the oldest outside of Jerusalem church in the world. They were founded by St. Mark. And they were founded before the year 51, long before the time that the temple fell down, was crushed down by the Romans. They are the earliest Christians. And it's very interesting to read their readings and to look at their form of worship, which has remained virtually untouched for almost 2,000 years. And we are in communion with the Coptics. And I would ask for your prayers for the Coptics, because they're under great attack in Egypt right now. In fact, up until the year 1200, you may not know this, but Egypt was a Christian country. And gradually, Islam overtook, but there was a going together of the two faiths, but then that sort of started breaking down about 100 years ago. And today, the Coptic Christians are very persecuted. So we remember them and pray for them. I want you to think about the courage, not only of the Coptic Christians who carry on today, but I want you to think about the courage of what we have here on this Sunday when we celebrate the Epiphany. I mean, we all know the metaphor of the day. For this is a dance. This is a metaphor which is giving us some story of bravery. But we often miss it. We get all caught up when, who were the wise men? Where did they come? Did they have camels? What were their names? What is the significance of the gifts? All of that's true and has meaning, but there's an underlying part of the Epiphany, which means the revelation of the divine. The revelation of the divine was already been given to the Jewish people. And the Jewish people had Jesus with them. Jesus is a Jew. Remember that. And you know, I can remember once seeing David C. Cook Sunday school materials when I came to a new parish in Nova Scotia, to Bedford, actually. And they had all this David C. Cook stuff around. And they had Jesus as white, just as white as you could believe. But anyway, you're so wrong. But the Jewish people understood that God had revealed Jesus to them and Jesus had been amongst them. But there was a sense of being afraid of anybody who wasn't Jewish. And the Epiphany, which was here, we have it given to us from Matthew. The Epiphany was attempted after the fall of the temple. This was written about the year 80. The temple had been destroyed 10 years previously. And there was a lot of fear. And here was this Jewish community saying, we have this treasure of Jesus and the knowledge of Jesus and what God wants us to be doing as people of faith. And we are following the teachings of Jesus to be involved in social justice, to be involved in loving the poor, to loving the outcast, to loving the stranger, to be inclusive of men and women together as equals. We are doing this. But we also feel propelled by the energy of Jesus to reach out across our barriers and reach out to you who we see traditionally as our enemy. That's the fundamental message of the Epiphany, which we often don't get. That Jesus, they said, is revealed not just to us, but is revealed to all people, no matter where they are from, no matter who they are, no matter what their tribe or race or skin color. We reach Jesus out to all, and his message of inclusion and love is for all. That God's love goes beyond any boundaries that we can imagine. You need to think about how brave a message that is. To reach out and embrace your enemy. To reach out in this time to embrace the Romans who had 10 years previously destroyed the center of what their faith was. That Jesus had propelled them to get beyond their fears and to reach out into strange lands to proclaim the message of people from strange lands come and worship Jesus, but Jesus is also there for you, not just us. That's very powerful and a message that we don't usually associate with the Epiphany. But the Epiphany means the revelation of the divine to all. And that's what we celebrate this day. That God is revealed to us, living here in this time, in Agassiz and Harrison and surrounding areas, that God is revealed to us, but to all our neighbors, that all are loved, and that reaching out comes to all people. And there was a sense of bravery amongst those early Christians who did that. Because it was a time of general apprehension and looking inwards by most people. It was a time with darkness, a time of fake news, a time of fear of strangers. But this group of Christian people, in their worship and in their practice, went beyond their comfort zone and reached out with the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. And they symbolized that through this story of the Epiphany, that people from faraway lands come to worship because that's an obvious sign of homage. But it's also a sense that we are not afraid to be involved and to work with you in a creative, loving way. So that's an importance of the Epiphany as I see it in January the 6th, 2019, in this new year. Because we are living in an age where people want to make enemies and want to divide and want to say, that person is not as good as me. Don't trust that person. That person is whatever color, or that person is whatever language, and to be really insular. But we as Christians have the inheritance of not that kind of fear-based thinking, but of inclusion, of risking, of bravery, of proclaiming and living the law of love, where we take risks to reach out. I mean, I'm excited that this year we're going to be having some new refugees come to Agassiz. We are hopeful that a refugee family is coming from Pakistan this time. The person is older. The family is older. The person, I believe, is a member of the Christian Reformed Church, pastor, but has been in a refugee situation and is coming here this year, probably in the spring, in April. That's our hope. But we're reaching out, and this person will bring a lot of heritage with them. They're going to be different than us, but we embrace them. For we are the people that take risks. And so as we begin this new year, I want us in the spirit of the Epiphany to think about, what do I do in my life about taking risks in love? How do I take my faith and my courage and self-assuredness that I know that God loves me and I'm at one with God and God is at one with me. But what do I do to go beyond my comfort zone to reach out in service and in love? Because that's the fundamental core message underneath the mythic expression of the Epiphany. We are called to be lights in darkness. Just as the light has come to us, the revelation, the epiphany of God coming in love to us, we are now in turn called to be lights to others. One of my favorite understandings from science recently has been that with the right equipment, we're able to be seen as LED lights. All of us emit light. Hard to see it, but we all emit light. We're walking LED lights. And so as a walking LED little light ourselves, I invite us this year as we begin 2019 to bring our little lights to the darkness of the worlds around us. I pray that as we receive the sacrament, the sign of God's love poured out for us, of God's love we ingest through the bread, that sense of Jesus with us, that we may be energized and to take risks and to be light in the darkness. May we be signs of the Epiphany in the world in which we live. May God bless us all. Amen.